Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Hey guys, having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls, you change your number. I'm not going to be ignored.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
We do this once a week on this show as a public service. If you're a man and you cannot figure out the way in which the pure crazy brain of any woman in your life works, you may now text any and all questions to the WAAF Tech Needs text line, which is 97107. And Danielle will allow you a rare glimpse inside the inner workings of the female brain. This is a 617 text that I got at the start of the show. My girlfriend of over a year broke up with me on Monday night, and she said the reason is that I voted for Donald Trump and she can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
She is a diehard Democrat, mm-hmm. and basically told me that the arguing that has been going on and my support of a president means that we can no longer be together. He's asking why a woman would end a relationship over something trivial like that.
I don't think it's trivial, but here's the thing. It's actually, you're not alone. I actually read something on this recently that 10% of couples have gone through a breakup over political disagreements over Trump being elected.
You're kidding.
10%. Oh, one in 10 couples.
What is wrong with these people?
Please. Propaganda.
It's not necessarily the president. I think that all of the conversation and discussion about the different elements that are coming up as a result of this last presidential election lead people to discuss their core values more than they would normally in a relationship, and you're finding out that you're very different from people on a deep level, and that presents a problem.
This is ridiculous.
If you're brawling over that, you shouldn't be. Thank God that you end it. You're not supposed to be together.
This is crazy, and people are trivial. So one in 10 couples have broken up over that since the election. That's nuts. All right. Speaking of that, in a roundabout way here, here's a 978 text. I'm sleeping with a girl that is a feminist all over Facebook, hates Trump and the whole thing. But when I get her into the bedroom, she turns into the opposite and loves to be degraded and called all sorts of names. What's up with that? And no LB, I'm not complaining. That's what that text says. What is up with that?
Just because you're a feminist doesn't mean you're not up for some, you know, name calling role play in the bedroom. So you're what you support publicly doesn't necessarily translate to what you enjoy, what gets you going in the bedroom.
Yeah, what's that saying? Princess in public, whore in the bathroom.
Madonna.
I mean, bedroom.
Sort of.
I just had a fantasy right there with that look.
All right, here's sometimes we have women who want to go inside the warped female brain. Is that okay?
Sure.
978 text, female here. Danielle, can you explain to me why my best friend had an affair with my husband?
She's not your best friend.
She is married. Can you just move that up a little bit? Where did that go? She's married with two little kids, WTF.
Yeah.
All right.
She's miserable, and she probably knows a lot about your husband, has been around your husband a lot, so there's that weird connective thing.
Yeah.
And it was probably an easy thing. She figured he'd never tell, you'd never find out, but that is not your friend.
Sunday fun days, right? Too many Sunday fun days together at the pool.
Easy to find out where you're going to be and when you're not going to be around.
Yeah.
And she can just text you and it's not weird. Hey, what's up? What are you? Oh, really? Oh, you're out with the kids?
Okay.
Oh, you're going to be out all day? Yeah? Great. I'm going to your house.
We get this question from time to time in various forms. 508 text, my girlfriend of 8 years recently did some ladyscaping.
She's cheating on you.
That's the question. She's bald for the first time in 7 years. Is she cheating or not?
I'm always skeptical about massive grooming changes suddenly.
Really?
Yeah. If it came up, and, like, if it's just, oh, I saw it in Women's Wear Daily, and it's a thing. No, yeah. If you're all like
so,
a,
if
all
a
of
man
a sudden,
or man or woman, if right. they suddenly start to really care about grooming down there,
yeah.
it's probably because there somebody else is seeing
yeah.
down there, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, think about
yeah.
it. They get sick of doing it. I could see if it was always groomed and they took some time off and then went back to it because everybody gets tired of dealing with that after a while. But mm-hmm. you know, if it's a all of a sudden thing, I would be skeptical.
Okay.
Yeah, I would mean younger guy from the gym.
I would mean any guy.
Younger guy
any
at work. Guy. Well, yeah, but the younger guys yeah. want the
here's a 774 text. I've been kind of flirting with a girl that works at Starbucks.
Okay.
Not sure if she has a boyfriend. How do I ask her out without being creepy?
Start a conversation on race.
How do you start? Yeah. How do you know? This is a good question because sometimes when people work at places, they may be excessively friendly because they are
customer service.
Because of customer service, how does a man know if the flirtation is a part of the job or they're into him?
You don't. If you're in a place where there can be physical contact and you're getting the cues, like the leaning in while they're talking to you, the hand on the upper arm when they're laughing, you know, that's all the stuff I did to land, you know, my guy. That those are pretty strong cues right there, but you just have to, it's 50-50 shot. You can go for it. You just have to be prepared that you could get shot down and don't be a dick about it if you are. Like, keep going back. Be friendly. Right. Don't make it weird.
Right. Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
That he finds another Starbucks to go to after
yeah,
if he fails,
up. Right.
Just so it doesn't get really strange. Yeah.
Start mobile ordering.
Yeah. That's true. It could be a really awkward exchange next time.
Here's
if she
coffee.
Does have a
Thanks.
Boyfriend.
No tip.
774 text. My fiance and I are getting married on our 10-year anniversary.
Congratulations, I think.
She says she doesn't want a huge wedding and we can just have it in the backyard at her grandmother's farm.
Yeah.
Is this a trap or have I hit the jackpot?
This seems kind of a weird thing to trap somebody about, like, oh, you don't love me enough that you wouldn't want a big wedding. I mean, technically, the tradition is that her dad's still going to pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if you start going through with the actual planning and everything is all good, then I think it's great.
Yeah.
Have some fun with it. You're married on horseback.
Get nude.
I guess maybe she's saying she doesn't want a big wedding. I guess his concern is that she's saying she doesn't want a big wedding, but oftentimes women say the exact opposite of what they really
right.
want.
They want a big, showy, opulent wedding with fascinators for all the bridesmaids, designer dresses, $90 million flowers, 16 florists, 2 video people, a sushi bar, an oyster bar, an open bar all night.
Wow, and you're not married.
I don't want that. I don't want any of that guy. I'm not paying for my friends to get drunk. They can pay for themselves to get drunk.
That's every guy's gift. I just want a small wedding in my grandma's backyard. Thank you. Oh, done. Let's do it Sunday.
And scene.
We are going inside the warped female brain as we do most weeks on this show. Danielle, I'm an experienced guy. This is a 978 text, and I consider myself down for most things sexually. I've been dating my girlfriend for 6 months, and she insists on having sex while it's her time of the month.
Okay.
I am not interested in that. Why would a woman want a guy to do that?
Hormones are raging, guy. Grab a towel.
Seriously.
The hormones
Everybody's,
are...
Yeah, get in the shower.
So they make a washing machine, you pussy.
Hormones are raging.
Hormones
let's not,
are raging.
Let's keep it to the lay off the low-hanging fruit. But yes.
Some people are into that. Some people aren't. It's just a matter of finding what's comfortable for you. Just explain it to her and whatever.
Let's see. Last weekend, I attended my good friend's baby shower. She had me seated at a table with a family of women, the oldest of which she was trying to set me up with. So she had us seated next to each other. I feel like we hit it off, talked almost the whole time, and figured out that I work in the neighborhood that she lives in and that hopefully we would run into each other sometime.
Mm-hmm.
During brunch, she took out a few of her brand new business cards to show her family at the table and then put them away. She left the baby shower before me, and as I was getting ready to leave, I noticed that she had left one of her business cards on the table where she was sitting next to me. Did she leave the card for me? I feel like I should add that it was turned so it faced me. Should I call her, or is that creepy?
I don't think it's creepy if you reach out. I don't know that I would go full phone call because that's a little aggressive. Maybe just shoot her an email. Be like, hey, it was really nice to meet you. You left one of your cards. I figured I'd drop you a line.
Right.
Would
see
you be
what
interested
happens?
In, maybe meeting up for coffee sometime or a cocktail? By the way, Jack and Joel baby shower is awful.
Oh, the worst.
Stop inviting dudes to showers.
Yeah, please.
Really?
Yeah.
What's my fiance and we're just treating it like a big party for our wedding shower. No. So we're going to have a Jack and Jill. It's still a shower. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. We love spending every moment together, right. And we both want to participate equally in this process.
We want to make your husband suffer as much as you're going. Now we're going to have all the women texting in to be like, my fiance and I had a Jack and Jill, and it was great. Everybody had a great time. We had barbecue and beers. Stop it. Nobody wants to go to a bridal shower.
As he's getting up from the table. Going to the kitchen and shooting tequila every 14 minutes.
Dude wants to watch you open hand towels from Macy's. Right.
Look,
another ladle that they're not going to use. Oh, a fondue set.
I've been seeing someone for about 2 months. Every time we hang out, we have a great time. But she always tells me that she is damaged and incapable of relationships, but yet she always wants to hang out.
Yeah, she's there for the sex guy. Enjoy it.
Is that really? Probably. Is that what she's trying to say without saying it?
Yeah,
basically?
Either that or she knows that there's no way she's going to trust you because of all the dumb crap her ex-boyfriend did to her, and she's trying to be proactive and not ruin the good thing that you guys have, so just enjoy your time and don't question
it. It's called dating, bud. Enjoy dating with awesome sex.
Yes.
Let's see. 617 text. I have a nail polish fetish.
Okay.
Is it creepy to ask a woman to sniff her nail polish?
Yes. Just buy yourself a bottle of Zoya and call it a day.
Wow. Do you did that guy really have the sack to ask that question?
You went from 0 to 60 in negative 3 seconds. Right. That was like a Tesla. Oh,
is there any way to do that without...
No,
so what if you
not.
Say you're in the industry? Like
you're in the nail polish industry?
I'm a tester. I'm a nail polish tester.
I'm a chemical services representative, and we want to make sure there are no phthalates in your nail polish.
That you got to be, what would you have to be together, Deluxe, like a year before you drop that bomb? So she's committed to you and would be overlook the fact that it's free. So the sex is good enough that I will let you do this.
Is that on her fingers or from the container?
Fingers, I'm assuming.
Asking
for a friend, I guess. Here's a 508 text which says, my wife told me that she wanted a small wedding and we ended up at the International.
That's the
follow up on that one. That cost, I'm sure, a pretty penny. Let's see. What's the best approach? I know pickup lines are cheesy. This is a 617 text. Mm-hmm. I know pickup lines are cheesy, but what is really the best approach to go about hitting on a woman?
Don't use a pickup line. Just introduce yourself and say hi. Start a conversation. Where are you from? What do you do? Hey, I like your dress.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
I think you're beautiful.
Hey,
can I check your tag? Huh, looks like you were made in heaven.
Those things are not...
No.
Do women find that kind of cute, maybe?
If you're super hot and you have a bunch of money.
Yeah. And drunk.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of money and you're hot.
Like if Danny Amendola came up to you in a club and said that to you, you'd be like, yes!
Yeah, if I came up and said that to you, you'd punch me in the face.
Right, exactly.
You guys love Danny Amendola.
He's a cutie.
Better than
cutie.
Bubs?
I think Julian's a very stylish fella, so I prefer his style to Danny, but whatever. To each his own. Her own.
If Bubs is listening, I would have liked going to the Celts game last night. I noticed he had some tickets and some friends there. I would have just kind of hanging around the house, falling asleep on my laptop.
So butthurt.
I would have
I'm surprised you didn't do the derby with the crew.
I gotta get down to the derby. I gotta.
You know, I mentioned that I'm a colonel of Kentucky, and we can go for free, bud.
To the derby?
Yes.
Hello, hey, Dennis.
Hello. It's safe to say that sniffing anything is creepy.
Well, yes, I would say that sniffing anything is creepy. Yes. We are going inside the warped female brain for a few more moments. And if you are a man and confused about the way the brain of any woman in your life works, you may text your question to the WAAF Tech Needs text line, which is 97107. Tech Needs Staffing Excellence. It is 8:05 here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WKAF HD2 Brockton, and WEEI HD3 Lawrence. How do you balance, this is a 978 text, how do you balance Mother's Day between your mother and the mother of your small children without pissing one or both of them off?
If you haven't figured this out yet, I don't know what to tell you. Got to try to structure that day and plan something for both. Equally special. It's always going to be a challenge, especially if your mom and your wife slash baby mama do not get along, because then it's going to be like, well, why, you know... I bore your children. I get it. She gave birth to you, but like, why do we have to go to her house? Why do we have to take her to brunch first? Isn't this my day too? Yeah. I don't really know what to tell you, but it's
torture.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
Kind of a no win.
And, you know, if you don't have an understanding mother of the woman.
Yeah. Oh God.
Then it's a real problem. Yeah. I mean, it could be,
but too many moms battling.
Yeah.
Well, the best way to do it is do your wife and her mom.
Not at the same time.
Yeah, not at the same time.
Right. Do it.
I went low hanging fruit.
Do back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. You know.
Why do I have to celebrate Mother's Day on Saturday?
Well, you could do it Saturday or get nothing and like it.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner here.
Oh boy.
Oh,
this is my first Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I wonder what it will be like if Caitlyn will be taking a brunch and giving flowers and all that good stuff.
I'm sure she will.
Yes. We are going to brunch, and it is my first day as a mother. I suppose it's no different than a Father's Day, right?
You guys don't care about Father's Day. You want to be left alone. Here's some socks and a new grill brush.
Oh, that's perfect.
Happy Father's Day.
For Mother's Day, I just want one thing, a brand new driver.
Oh, God.
A brand new tool set. Your mother would like a brand new tool set. Wait a minute. I got one of those already. Mm. All right. Let's see. Is there anything else here? I'm 28. I've noticed through social media, dating sites, and even nights out at a bar that only older women are attracted to me.
Oh.
Why?
Maybe it looks like you're experienced and you're that handsome young buck that they're looking for.
Mm.
Or maybe it just looks like that maybe you're giving off the appearance that you don't have enough stability to provide for someone around your age or younger.
I think you just have to be honest with yourself.
Yes.
Embrace the fact that you're a 7.
And
they know that you're going to put out. If they throw any kind of attitude toward you, you're going to grab onto it and...
Yeah.
They're getting some.
It's stamina.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's why the older women are attracted to this 28-year-old man.
Well, they go with the automatics. They're not going to get. They're not even going to get a look or a sniff from like a smoke show 10. But it, you know, you go for the middling, you're there. It's all good.
I've been drinking buddies. This is a 774 text. I've been drinking buddies with a girl for 3 months now, and we have hooked up a few times. She's been engaged, and her wedding is in a month. She seems like she is doing it just to do it because her wedding is coming up so soon. Do I tell her not to get married? She is obviously not ready. She is 23, smart, and hot.
So let me get this straight. You didn't care about her engagement and her life when you were inside, but now all of a sudden you care... you need to be the intervention. Just stop hooking up with her and back off.
Really?
Come on.
He should extract himself from the situation.
Yes, literally.
She's the one who's engaged to be married.
And
in
you're
a
the
month.
One who's sleeping with someone who's engaged. And now all of a sudden you're concerned about her well being.
You're
get
her,
out of here.
You're her well being guy.
Hypocrites.
Stop
trying to be a hero. You're not. You're the guy that slept with a chick who's engaged.
You're the side pie.
Yeah.
You're a piece of meat guy.
All right. Well, thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Excellent job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.